Nigeria's president traveled to London last month on what was billed as 2 weeks vacation with routine medical checkups. He hasn't been home since. The government says the 74-year-old leader is in good health. As NPR's Ofebia Kwesi-Arctan reports, many Nigerians are not convinced.
Reports this week that President Muhammadu Buhari called up the governor of Kano State during a Muslim prayer meeting and that the conversation was shared on speakerphone with fellow worshippers is still causing a buzz in Nigeria. Speaking in Hausa, the northern lingua franca, it's hard to identify President Buhari's voice during the brief conversation posted online. No matter, say his supporters and subordinates, the president is alive and well. There was applause when the governor reportedly told the president, "Everyone here is praying for you." Yet there's concern. All that's been officially said about Buhari's health is that he had a persistent ear infection for which he sought treatment in Britain last year and was away for a while. Questioned about the president's current health status and his request to Parliament from London for extended medical leave, presidential spokesman Femi Adesina told a news conference this week,
"The president wants Nigerians to know that he appreciates their prayers, he appreciates their concerns, he appreciates their goodwill. And he has added that there is really no cause to worry."
Adesina added that President Buhari says after more tests, his doctors have prescribed additional rest, so he's staying in London.
"Let us learn to believe our leaders. This was a man we elected into office, and he says, no cause to worry. Let's believe him."
Prominent Nigerian lawyer Chidi Anselm Odinkalu is one person voicing doubts. He says the government should trust the people enough to tell them what's going on with 74-year-old Buhari.
"Subterfuge has been used to manage this situation. The inability to trust the people who, by the way, trusted you enough to give you a vote to rule over them is beyond squalid."
Odinkalu says Buhari's absence since January 19th alarms Nigerians because the country is in economic freefall and grappling with a famine and extremist violence in the northeast. So why, chides Odinkalu, is Buhari's team not being frank with Nigerians?
"It is either you're suggesting that Nigerians are terribly stupid or that President Buhari is irresponsible. I don't think President Buhari is irresponsible, and I don't think Nigerians are stupid. So the people around him should simply square with Nigerians and say, our president is unwell and needs time to manage his health. Now, why is that so difficult?"
Ailing former Nigerian President Umaru Musa Eradua was abroad on sick leave for months before returning home to die in office in 2010. So many Nigerians are asking whether this is déjà vu, or is there a timeline for the president's return to Nigeria? Again, presidential spokesman Femi Adesina.
"When it is time for him to come, he will also communicate the date and the time he will come."
Many Nigerians who make do with their dilapidated health service back home, while wealthy compatriots seek medical care overseas, are simply not satisfied with that response. Ofebia Kwesi-Arctan, NPR News, Johannesburg.